Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm definitely an addict. First, I want to thank God for getting me to another Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Thanks to the members who asked me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope. I would like to read the speaker's statement because this is what I do. The speaker. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. There is a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It's not necessary to dwell excessively on our act of addiction or war story, because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. My name is Vanessa, and I'm definitely an addict. Yeah. It's something about this speaker statement, right, that always gets me emotional, because I can remember the first time I was asked to speak at a speaker jam, and I was to read this, and I was reading this about me. Right? This is me. This is who I am today. I'm a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm living, you know, I'm applying this program to my life to the best of my ability. Narcotics Anonymous has saved my life, you know, and I am forever grateful for this real simple program known as Narcotics Anonymous. And it says that any addict can stop using drugs. You lose the desire to use and find a new way to live. Like, I'm going to qualify myself. Like, I used drugs over 23 years of my life. I'm going to share my experience, strength, and hope on how I got to Johnstown. You know what I'm saying? Living this program. My whole family, are addicts. My mother was an addict. She didn't use drugs. And my father was an alcoholic. And my mother had 8 kids. And all 8 of us were addicts. The disease, my family has the disease of addiction. They said it's a family disease. You know, and like over the years, I've heard about, you know, different programs. And my mother would tell me, Vanessa, you need God in your life. You need help. Everybody I encountered with told me that I had a problem, you know, but I would always say, talk to the hand. You really don't know what you're talking about, because how I'm living, it's all right. You know, like I had 4 kids, 4 baby daddies, and I'm running it. It's my way or the highway. It's whatever I say, that's just how it is. I'm taking care of you, and if you don't like it, you can keep it moving. I would say K-I-M. That means keep it moving. You know, I had all the characteristics of an addict before I even started using the drug. The lying, the stealing, the manipulating, you know, like, thank God for change, like living this program. I never thought that this program could work for me. I've seen people make meetings and it happens for different people, but not me, because I'm special. I'm a special addict. Ain't nobody do it like me. You didn't steal like I stole. You didn't do it like I did it. So it's really not going to work. You know, that's what I thought. You know, and I always say, like, when God rescued me, You know, it was 11 years ago. My story is jails, institutions, and a spiritual death. Because I had died spiritually, you know, but I messed up the outside because I stole, right? And for years, that's what I did. You know, and always a sharp dresser because I shopped at Macy's and Bloomingdale's and never had money. Didn't need money when I went shopping. And if I had plastic, it didn't have my name on it. You know? So, like, I can remember praying to God, God, help me. God, help me. Because, like, at the end, I wanted something different, but I just didn't know how to do it. You know, like it says here, like, and who's an addict, right? We did not choose to become addicts. We suffer from a disease that expresses itself in ways that are antisocial and that makes detection, diagnosis, and treatment difficult. So for years, I had a problem. I didn't know what was going on with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. So like, I can remember different family members getting clean. Nobody said, Vanessa, it's a program. Narcotics Anonymous, come go with us. My brothers, they didn't promote it. Because like it says, this program is attraction rather than promotion. Right? I have two siblings that died from the disease of addiction, you know. And, I have three siblings that died from the disease of addiction. And it's five of us living. And all my sisters and brothers today, no, let me retract, because one of my brothers relapsed after 16 years, clean. But it's four of us clean, you know, and like living this program, like after I got rescued and I went to jail, I had a tour I had to do in the jail system because I was wanted everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then the judge said, you can go do this program for a year. Because I requested it. I asked, you know, to send me somewhere, you know. And he did that. And when I was at this program, I started learning some stuff about Vanessa. I started learning about the disease of addiction. You know, somebody had told me, like, if you go in this here, this program, and you start talking about yourself, he said, honey, you're going to come out new money. You know, like me too, I want to thank you for sharing. And I was getting so much identification, like the different relationships, you know, like, wow, me too, because this is a me too program. You know, I can remember having different relationships with the same kind of guy, but a different face. You know what I'm saying? Because I always want this thug joker that, you know what I'm saying? If I, you know, just you got to beat me up sometimes, you know. And that was a part of abuse. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know that. But I was so comfortable with somebody mistreating me, treat me any kind of way, do me any kind of way, just don't leave. That's insanity. You know what I'm saying? But like, recovery teaches me healthy relationships. You know, thank God for God. Because when I went to this here program, I got a relationship with the God of my understanding. I started learning some things about Vanessa. And then when I left that program, I listened. They told me to make a meeting, raise my hand, let them know that I came. I'm just coming home, and I did that. And I was making meetings and meeting people. Stay away from people, places, and things to use within that. Now, I'm from Newark. I'm not from Altoona. I'm not from Philly. I'm from Newark, New Jersey, right, where the drugs is on every corner, right? And the project sound like art project, you know? And I said, how am I going to do that? How am I really going to stay away from people, places, and things? And I live in Newark. But they was cutting me loose. And I went back to Newark. And I just did that. I made a meeting. That first day, I let people know I was just coming home. And I just made meetings, you know. And like, they said life was going to show up. And like 30 days, my son got killed. You know, I was home for 30 days. and my son got killed, and I was all messed up, right? Because I really couldn't understand how the God of my understanding could let this happen to me, and now I'm doing everything you asked me to do. I had never felt the hurt so bad and not used like this. And now I'm getting in touch with, because this only thing I can hear is, no matter what, no matter what happens, just don't use. Because some things are going to happen in your life, Vanessa, that you're going to have to rock and roll with, and you're going to have to K-I-N, you have to keep it moving. And I can remember being so angry with God, you know, but I continued to pray. Because I did not want to go back and use. I'm like, God, please help me. God, help me. It's making me, and God, help me. And like me too, my honey, you know, he was real supportive. I met this joke at the end of my road. I would have never picked him. I would have never picked this guy. You know, I just wouldn't have. You know, and he was financially fed and had money, and that was my honey. I call him Big Daddy. That's my Big Daddy. You know? And I lived with him. Out of the jail, out of the program, into his program. And I said, okay. But I'm rocking and rolling. But I'm listening. And I'm making meetings. And I have a sponsor. I have a network. I have a foundation. I have people in my life that call me every day. Vanessa, how you doing? On my son's birthday. On his death day. Vanessa, how are you? How you feeling today? Are you okay? Let's make a meeting. As the years are going by. Right? And I started learning some things. Like, how you get that car? Where you work at? How you get that job? I want to do that. Because I used to steal. I used to create jobs. I never had a resume. What's that? A resume? I never had that. I never worked for nobody. I was the boss. I created the job. I never had a vacation. I wouldn't take no days off. Because I had to work. Because I used. I lived to use and used to live. That was my story, and I ain't talking about nobody else. I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, but if you know, hey, it is what it is. You know? And like, this program is just so awesome. You know? So I can remember getting my first job. And I said, I ain't never going to work in no fast food place, not me. I'm not doing it. But I can remember this recovering addict. She said, come to White Castle. I'm going to give you a job, Vanessa. White Castle? Go to White Castle. But I went. My honey said, you don't have to go, but he got some rules. You know, that's like my ATM machine, my honey. You know, but, you know, sometimes I want my own. Sometimes I don't want to go to my honey because I got to go to the laundromat. I don't want to go to my honey because I might want to go get my nails done. I don't want to go to my honey just because I got to go to him because I ain't got no damn money. And I went to White Castle. I went to White Castle and she hired me. And she hired me. And I'm talking about how I felt. How I felt when I got hired for this job. Because she saw something in me. She said, I'm going to give her a shot. And then after I can remember, they put a bracelet on my ankle, right? And I still had to go. I was going to work and making meetings with this bracelet on because I had did some banks and stuff, you know. And I had a pass. And I had fines to pay. The judge gave me 20 years to pay this fine. Said I had this money back that I stole. And he said, my sponsor said, it's okay. Long as you pay on each month, it's going to go down. And that's what's been happening. It's been going down. I've been paying on it for what? How about 8 years now? And it's going down. You know, I don't rush to pay it, but I continue to pay it. And so I'm like, that job, I remember, welcome to White Castle. Take your order. You know, I remember that. I was like humiliated, but happy. I had something to do. You know, and for that job, I remember that job helped me buy a stone for my son's grave. I'm talking about living the program, listening to people like, do this for that. Do the right thing for the right reason, and you're going to be all right. Just on you. You know what I'm saying? So like I did that, then I'm like getting real frustrated with this job. Like, look. I went to meet one day, and the lady said, well, who applied for that job? I was like, well, I did. She said, if you don't like where you work, apply for another job. I said, wow, that shit was simple. That was some simple shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm listening. This is a simple program for complicated people, and I'm complicated. You know? So, like, I had to sit down and write, what do I like to do? What could I do? You know, some jobs, they're not going to give you a job at a bank, so you can forget about that. You know what I'm saying? But I like working with recovering addicts. I like working with women trying to stay clean a day at a time, just like me. That's what I want. God, help me. It is what it is, you know? Boom. And I was blessed with a job doing something else that I wanted to do. And as I made meetings, and then I see women had their own apartment. And I'm like, oh, I never had my own place in recovery. Never. But using, I've had apartments furnished. I've walked away from apartments. I got put out of apartments, furnished apartments. I've sold stuff from the Siemens, the furniture store, furniture. What? Now, Vanessa, you in recovery. How you do that? But I'm living with my honey in his house. You got to move. But I'm talking about learning some stuff about how this program works and how I'm feeling. And I'm talking to my honey. I really want my own place, honey. I really want my own kitchen, honey. Honey, this is what I really want to do, but my honey, he's real busy. He has his own business, and okay, honey. You know, but he's hearing me, but he's not listening. He's not listening to what I need, right? And then after he bought his house, one of his family members decided to open up shop on the first floor of our house. And I'm working at a recovery house, and I'm coming home every day, and there's a line of people going in my house to buy drugs. Are you crazy? I'm talking about powerlessness. He told me, he said, mind your business and work a step. I had no understanding. Work a step. Are you crazy? Oh, God. But the program is in my ear. Drugs are going to be everywhere. It's people that got people sleep next to them that's using. You know? And they said, my father said, well, what you going to do about your problem? And how can I help? Oh, that shit sounded serious that time. You know, but I knew I was in trouble. I felt like I was in trouble. You know? And then I started sharing at meetings and talking to other people. I moved out, moved around the corner, came back, second step, expecting different results, moved out again, you know. And then I moved into a shelter. My honey said, what is wrong with you? You know, I'm going to celebrate 9 years. I'm moving to a shelter because I want my own place, but I don't know how to get it. I'm fearful to finish that in. Can I really do this? Can I really get my own place and work and take care of me? Can I really be fully self-supported like this program is telling me? Wow. And I have a friend in recovery, Georgia, and I love her so much. She was living down here, and she said, I can help you. Gave me an application. She said, if you're serious about it, fill this out, but you have to relocate. And I'm talking about how God works. The God of my understanding, he said, I can have anything I want, but I got to do the footwork. And I filled out that application. I mailed it. And they responded back. And I said, honey, I got the application. I'm, This is what I'm thinking about doing. This is what I want to do. This is what I need to do for me. My girl, one girl said, you going to leave? You going to leave Big Daddy? I said, if they give me a place, I'm out. I said, if he love me, he going to be there. If he don't, then I guess he won't. And God said, okay. They said, it's the project. I was moving in the project. I had never lived in the project. I had never lived in housing. Mama, we had a house coming up. My father had a house. We were middle class. I didn't live in the project. I said, but I'm going to go see. I got a smartphone. I put the address in. She said, I'm going to meet you at the gas station. I drive my car up here 5 hours, 288 miles. My honey hates that, 288 miles. What the wrong with you, he said. 288 miles, are you crazy? But God was saying, I'm going to help you, but I got to remove you from him. It got to be me and you. It got to be me and you because I need your full attention. And he is your distraction. I'm talking about, it feels good, but sometimes it don't always feel good. When I use my God, my man as my God. Because anything you put before God, you will lose. God got my full attention. Like he brought me up here. I had my own project. I thought I had a condo. You know? And I had my grandson with me. I had custody of my grandson. So I know I'm doing something good. I'm a productive member of society, and I'm listening, and I'm living this program to the best of my ability. It says stay away from people, places, and things you use within that. I don't do that. I don't hang around people that use. I just don't do it because that's not good for me. Like when I got to Johnstown, I raised my hand. Look, I'm here from Newark, New Jersey. I'm new. I'm in recovery, and I have a network of people just like me. Give me your number. You need a job? Here, I need a job. I filled out applications everywhere. The last place I filled out, that's the first place for me. In a recovery house where I need to be. God said, just wait. You got to practice patience. Because sometimes I can't always practice patience. God, you're moving too slow. Let me do this. He don't need my help. He don't need my help. And he shows me that every day, that he don't need my help. Like wanting my own place, it was important because I said, I need a place for my kids to come if they want to be with their mother. I'm 49, and I have three kids, three living kids. After I moved in the project, my son got shot 9 times, but he needed his mother. You know, thank God I didn't have to bury another kid, but I'm talking about working the program to the best of my ability. I had a place for my son to come when he needed me. You know, and my youngest son, he's a diabetic. Thank God that, am I running out of time? Okay, because he's over there moving. I didn't know if he was giving me the time sign or what. Okay. And, my youngest son, he was diagnosed, he's a diabetic, you know, and he really hasn't accepted that he's a diabetic, but he's a diabetic. He's a diabetic type 1, and he has to take insulin, and it's a life-threatening thing, and he really goes over it with a minimum of concern because this is new to him. You know, this is new to him, and he don't want to be no diabetic. He want to be a player. He want to live his life like he used to, but he can't, you know. And my daughter, she's 22. Like, this is a hint for me. Like, my daughter's 22, and when she was 3 years old, I left her with her grandmother because I was using. Didn't have time. See you later, bye. You know. And when I got clean, my kids, like, what? So what? So what you clean now? You ain't doing nothing. My oldest son, like, he wasn't impressed. I'm just saying. He was not impressed with his mother clean. Like what I'm doing now, I should have been doing it when he was little. But I'm not. Do I let my kids hold me hostage to that shit? No. It is what it is. I'm not using today. I have 11 years clean, and I am doing the damn work on myself. And I'm here for you. If you need me, I'm here. And like, my kids love me today. My daughter, she got ready to have her baby. She called her mother. Mom, I want you to come be in the room with me when I had a baby. I was like so ecstatic. I was so excited because this is my daughter, my only daughter. We have a relationship, but not close like if I had been there with her throughout the years, you know. And I have resentment with her aunt because her aunt started my daughter calling her mom, you know. I just told her, I don't live in fantasy. You're her aunt. I'm her mother. It is what it is, but that's how she feels, you know. So I have to let this lady be where she at, because has she been like a mother to my daughter? Absolutely. She's been like a mother to my daughter, but she's not her mother. But when she had my daughter call her mom, I wanna curse her out. I wanna like take her outside and like, you know, don't. No. Probably. I'm probably. So like the program teaches me, like, Vanessa, you gotta pray. You have to pray. Because that's how she feels, and this lady couldn't have no kids. But God blessed me when she took care of my daughter. She didn't have to go to Dices. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm grateful, and I said, I was gonna move up here, get same housing and get Section 8 and go back home. Now I'm here on my second year. I done moved out of housing. I'm in my own house. You know what I'm saying? I have a beautiful 3-bedroom house. I pay my rent. I pay my light bill. I pay my water bill. I pay my gas, electric bill. You know, I pay my bills because I have a job and I show up every day. You know what I'm saying? And, but with my honey, I do not decline outside contributions because, you know, the program teaches me to reach out for help. You know, so.
I like that.
A healthy relationship. I have a healthy relationship. I have a healthy relationship with my honey. Me and him, we've been together for 12 years. And when you shared about your husband sat next to me and he was like, he sat there, he was so excited. That's my wife. I'm like, okay. We've been married for 3 years and I was like, Dad, I want that. And it feels good to see somebody do something and you want it. Me too, I want that. A lot of people would say to me and my honey, oh, because they think we're married. How's your husband? Me and him be together. How's your husband? And I'll say, and he's sitting there all tall, he's not my husband. Because he's not. We're in a relationship. We're in a healthy relationship. Do I want this man to be my husband? Absolutely. But to be honest, the exact nature, he already married. And he got some work to do. Why you still married? Why you can't let go of that? And we've been together for 12 years. You know? Powerless. First step, Vanessa. You know, I can cry and I can talk about it, but I'm not stuck there like 5 years ago. You don't want to do this? Hey, maybe it's time for me to do this. But see, I truly believe that God is preparing me. God is preparing me to be a good wife. So when he do ask me to marry him, or if he don't ask me to marry him, whoever I get married to, maybe I might not ever get married. I don't know what God got in store for me. But I'm not going to stay stuck. You know, like, this program is just awesome. You know, I have grown. I'm living this program to the best of my ability. Like, thank God for change. My honey's in a program. He has a program. I have a program. He's financially set. You know, sometimes I get jealous because I don't have the money that he has. Like, I've never been broke. I've never been broke. When in active addiction, I used to have more money all the time because I was stealing. or taking somebody's money out the bank. Always kept money. But my spirit was dead. Today my spirit is alive. I work, but I'm focused. Right? But my mother used to tell me, she said, that's all right if you broke, but don't look like you broke. You know I look like money. I don't got a dollar. I haven't been shopping. I haven't bought myself nothing in 2 years. Right? Because when I had a job before, and I wasn't so grateful, right? And I would get paid $1,500 every 2 weeks or whatever, and I'd go right to the mall, go shop and spend it because my honey took care of the bills. Today, I have a budget. Today, I have a budget. I'm talking about following the rules, good orderly direction, because if I want this, I better do that. You know, I want my cable on, I better pay that damn cable bill. If I want to live in that house, I better pay my rent. You know, if I want my car, I better pay my car note. And I have a car. I have all those things. And I'm talking about just being grateful for being able to be fully self-supporting. You know, and, I'm so glad I'm in Altoona. And I hope my honey don't never hear this tape. But if he happened to hear it, it is what it is. Because he knows, like, today I get honored. You know, and I know that this program works when you work it. This program works when your ass don't work it. You know, I have some loving and caring women in my life that love me, you know, and that's all I got. Thank you.